Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, fantastic to see this immense amount of money being promised to Glasgow. What bearing did the independence referendum have on that decision, or at least its timing?
Well, the real thinking about this is that if you look around the world, you see economies doing best where they really fire up their cities as engines of growth. We haven't done that enough in the United Kingdom, and I want us to get that right. And that's why we have these city deals. And I think it's absolutely right that Glasgow, the biggest UK city outside England, should have a city deal. So this is a commitment from the UK government to put in investment and funds, also backed now by the Scottish government and backed, of course, by Glasgow City Council, to build the transport links, to build homes, to clear brownfield sites, to get the investment in, which is good for Glasgow and good for Scotland, but frankly, it's good for the United Kingdom too.
Now, you're spending a fair amount of time in Glasgow this year. You're going to be back for the Commonwealth Games and, of course, the World War I commemorations immediately afterwards. What do you think that means for the city this summer?
Well, I think it is an extraordinary opportunity for Glasgow, and all credit to the City Council and all those who've worked so hard to get the Games ready, you know, on time, and everything seems to be in really good shape. There's a good UK contribution as well, because, of course, British military personnel will be helping with the security. But I think it's a great opportunity, once again, for Glasgow to show off what an amazing place it is. I remember as a sort of young person growing up and with the Miles Better campaign and the Glasgow City of Culture. And this, I think, is going to have a similar transformative effect on what is already a very vibrant city.
And the World War I centenary?
Yes, look, I'm particularly sort of connected to this as my Scottish relatives left Scotland, and some of them left Scotland to go to Canada and then fight in the First World War. And I think it's one of those moments when we should think about how the whole of the United Kingdom and British people all over the world realise the importance of standing up for freedom, of standing up against domination of the European continent by one power, and fighting for a just cause, but making sacrifices on an absolutely vast and horrendous scale.